is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous day, a tremendous afternoon, a tremendous evening. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Man, we've discussed a lot. We talked about the Major League Baseball trade deadline, where the New York Mets are going all in on their relievers, acquiring Ryan Helsley from the Cardinals. Nice. A setup guy for Edwin Diaz. Good. If Diaz sucks, they can throw him back there. Anyway, also, more injuries today in training camp all over the NFL. Kansas City Chiefs, like every wide receiver's dropping like a fly. Trey Hendrickson showed up to work today. Gilbert Arenas, he had to show up for an arraignment. This man's being charged with running a gambling ring in his apartment in his house. What? Shannon Sharp got fired. Ronald Acuna, thank God he's okay. Carlos Correa might get sent back to Houston if he wants to. It's been a day. It's been a day. And I just gave you a new top six list. We took a look at the top six NFL players heading into 2025. I had Josh Allen, the reigning MVP, at number one on my list. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet. I'm on Instagram at JR Sport Brief. I'm on X/Twitter at JR Sport Brief. If you got Facebook, yeah, I'm there too, at JR Sport Brief. We have more to get into as the show continues on. Of course, at the end, we'll take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then, man, why is there so much criminal activity? Botcher, is there, our producer Ryan Botcher's in New York. I'm in Atlanta. Botcher, is there more criminal activity in the world, or are we just more hip to it?
I think it's more noticeable now with social media.
Okay.
I think it might be a little bit lower than past times, but it's still not good enough.
Well, nowadays you can commit a crime and record yourself doing it. We got a lot of people doing that too.
Oh yeah, there's self-fraud they do, jumping the subway railing, stuff like that. It's all over social media.
What is that? A citation? You steal a subway fare? That's a is that a crime? That's not a crime, right?
It is. You're not allowed to jump it. I think it's like a couple $100. I think if they catch you in charge.
Couple $100.
Yeah,
I've jumped the subway before in New York.
Would you get caught is the question.
Am I a criminal?
Technically, if you jaywalk, you're a criminal too.
Oh, come on. Anybody, you know, jaywalking, you're a criminal? Come on, man. We ain't got better things to do. We do have better things to do. Why we got to enforce that? In New York City, jaywalking, it's not a crime. New York City jaywalk is a crime?
Not anymore. You can't get a ticket for it. But in the past, in certain towns, it was.
But in the city proper, I'm like, come on, man. All these cars, all these people, all these stupid bikes, all these trees, all these buildings, all these double parked cars. And there's not enough space for everybody. So give me a break if I got to cross the street where I need to. I mean, we got some real crimes out here, man. Well, unfortunately, we've seen some real terrible things happen this week. Talk about crime. And speaking of crime, this was a crazy one that took place today. Gilbert Arenas. How the heck is he involved in a gambling issue? You never thought he would be, huh? Listen to this from ABC 7.
We have breaking news. Having just learned, former NBA star Gilbert Arenas has been arrested. He and five others are accused of operating an illegal gambling business. The Department of Justice says they had high-stakes poker games at Arenas' Encino mansion. Arenas is charged with one count of conspiracy to operate an illegal gambling business, one count of operating an illegal gambling business, and one count of making false statements to federal investigators. He's expected to appear in court this afternoon in downtown L.A. We will continue to follow this story throughout the day here on Eyewitness News.
Damn, the feds were like, man, and we going to try to get you for lying to us. Damn. That's one thing I never want associated with my name. Department of Justice. DOJ? No, thank you. Nope. Anyway. Shannon Sharp, apparently no longer working for ESPN after that $50 million settlement last week. I guess ESPN was just like, yeah, nah, bruh. Nope. No thanks. You weren't cleared of wrongdoing? No thanks. Not good enough for Mickey Mouse. Anyway, he's a Hall of Famer. Can we call it? Botcher, is that a downward spiral? It is, right? You think about it, he missed out on Fox, no longer has that job. Well, I guess he didn't want to be there. Went to ESPN, now no longer has that job. I don't know. Can he have the same success online and just make money there? I assume so, but he had like millions of dollars thrown his way for a production deal. That went out the window when this assault case came out. Shannon Sharp is, he's missing a lot of money now. He had to pay $50 million to make this go away. He missed, I don't even know how much money with the production deal. He's missing out on ESPN money. Is he going to be okay?
He'll be okay. I'd assume so, that he has his finances and a person handling his money. But either way, you can't deny the fact that he just fumbled his media career, in the mainstream at least, and, I don't know, job security.
Yeah. I mean, is he going to do this nightcap stuff forever? I mean, he's a, I don't know.
Older guy. He might actually fall asleep on the nightcap.
He may have to do it for the next 20 years. Who knows? I don't know. Oh, wow. Anyway, he lost his job. Damn, he lost a lot of jobs. Wow. Anyway, somebody who has a job, he showed up to work today looking for a new contract, is Trey Hendrickson. He's with the Cincinnati Bengals. He did not practice. He's just there. A, so he doesn't get fined another $50,000 every day for not being there. But he's not practicing. He's just helping out. He's walking around in, you know, sweatpants and a T-shirt and a ball cap. He's just giving people instructions, like trying to help out Shamar Stewart. This man says, unless I get a new contract, I will not play.
Not only I've mentioned it multiple times this offseason, but also I believe ownership has as well, that there are plans on not having to play under the current deal. So I think that's something we have a common goal to get to. I think that's the plan.
Yeah, they'll get the deal done. Yeah, I mean, even Joe Burrow, he spoke after, and not that he sounded enthusiastic, because he always sounds miserable now that the Bengals would do that to you. Joe Burrow said, yeah, man, Trey Hendrickson, I'm happy he's here. He's going to be a big part of the team.
Yeah, whenever you can have a guy like that in the building, even if he's not going, you know, it's good to see his face, good to have his presence. You know, he's going to play a big part of this team this year. And so just to have him around makes a big difference in the energy around here.
Yeah, everybody will get paid. Everybody's going to play. Trey Hendrickson's going to play. Terry McLaurin, he's going to get a deal. He's going to go out there and play. Michael Parsons ultimately is going to get a deal from them dumbass Cowboys. He will go out there and play. This is good. This is good. And it's July. We haven't even gotten to August yet. Unfortunately for the Kansas City Chiefs, we talked about a lot of injuries the past few days. The Chiefs. Man, Andy Reid is just, he had to list off all the guys that are hurt on his team. At least it ain't Patrick Mahomes. Listen to this from yesterday.
Jeff Bassa, ankle sprain. Jake Bringenstuhl, hamstring. Deion Bush, hamstring. Christian Fulton, we talked about, knee. Darius Rush, hamstring. Eric Scott, hamstring. Xavier banged his head. Hollywood, ankle. McDonald, illness. Sky Moore, hamstring. So, it's hard work.
It is hard work. Busting your ass and bumping your head. In the case of Xavier Worthy, he is now in concussion protocol after he banged his head in practice yesterday. Yeah, it's tough. Kansas City Chiefs need to get it together, especially knowing that Rashee Rice, he's going to get hit with a suspension for driving like an idiot down in Texas. That suspension is going to happen sooner than later. And speaking of injuries, this isn't good for fans of the Dodgers. At least it's something that a little Gatorade, salt and water can fix. Shohei Ohtani had to leave his start about 20, 30 minutes ago. He was cramping. He threw six straight balls in the fourth inning. He had two wild pitches. The man could not identify the plate, and he left the mound. This was his seventh start of the season. If Shohei Ohtani has a nosebleed, they're going to sit this man down forever. Tonight, he threw 51 pitches, 32 for strikes, and 3-plus innings. He stayed in the game as a DH, but they don't want him throwing. Bacha, why they leave him in there as a DH? If his lower body is cramping, why they leaving his bat in the game? Why would you do that?
They gave him the secret stuff, the Gatorade. I don't know.
Michael Jordan secret stuff?
Yeah, I think you're more...
Okay.
I think they realized he's good as a DH where he just sit down and just wait till he has to swing a bat a couple times versus pitching and he's using his legs, using his hips, and that's more dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the game is actually still going on right now. The Dodgers and Reds are tied at 2 runs apiece in the top of the eighth. Shohei Ohtani, 0-for-3 from the mound. I told you about him being pulled after 3 innings of cramping. 3 innings, 4 strikeouts, 2 earned runs. And his starts, and I know he hasn't pitched a whole hell of a lot in only 7 starts. His ERA is 2.4. Like, what are we doing? I'm just saying, what a freak. Are we going to see somebody else do this soon? Are we going to see an American player get a chance to do this, or are we too specialized?
That I know of, off the top of my head, no. Just because from what I'm seeing is that every player who's being drafted, who is a two-way player in college, they're being told by the front offices to, one, pick a side. You want to be a pitcher or do you want to be a hitter? And so they get into the developmental systems and they don't do both. So I guess it's only going to come from, I guess, overseas now.
Wow. Yeah. I don't want to say it's another way of manipulation, but I guess it is. But when you think about all the money that's being invested into these baseball players, why do I want to enter into a situation where now I got to pay a guy even more money because you can do both? Like, let's be honest. Let's think about this. Is Shohei Ohtani, we know he is a freak, okay? Is he the only professional baseball player capable of doing this?
Definitely not. There's players who are fielders who are turning themselves into pitching careers. Like, there's a guy, Tyler Naquin, is now trying to be a pitcher. Joey Gallo did it.
He had to do it because he sucked.
Yeah, but these guys are able to convert into pitchers fairly easily and can succeed in the minor leagues at least. So if they put their full effort into it, there could be 100% more people that do this.
Well, I remember in a lot of cases we've seen it happen with guys who were hitters and they were outfielders and then they fell apart. I mean, on the reverse, I remember Rick Ankiel, he was out here. I think he was hitting first. No, he was pitching first. And then he sucked, and then they turned him into a batter. So it's not unusual. CC Sabathia wasn't bad with a bat. Nobody was going to go out there and confuse him with being Shohei Ohtani. Like, we've had guys who can hit a little bit. We've had pitchers. But to see the full development of it, no. And I wish we would. Because you think about sports, everybody's being, I'm not saying taught and groomed, it's like basketball, like the positionless basketball. Yeah, we know a guy is a big guy because he's 6'10", 6'11", 7 feet tall. But now we got 7 foot point guards. Giannis might as well be a point guard. LeBron James, the guy's 6'9". He ain't no power forward out there. In a bygone era, he just, hey, man, go park your behind in the paint, knock down an elbow jumper, get us some rebounds. So I think in all sports, that what you need to do and what you're capable of doing has just changed. I don't know. Will we see another Ohtani? And what is it going to take, another 10 years? Is somebody going to force this on us? It was made very clear from when Shohei Ohtani was coming to the United States of America. The guy been in the bigs for, what, 8 years now? It was made very clear from day one. If Shohei Ohtani comes and plays baseball in the United States of America, he has got to pitch. He has got to hit. And the fact that he's done both successfully at an MVP level to be the best player in baseball is nuts. This ain't no guy who's like the number four dude in a rotation at that point. Why would it be worth it? The only thing is, we don't know how long it's going to last, what his arm is going to do. He's already had Tommy John, what, botched it twice already now? Come on.
He's had it twice.
What is he going to have, a third time in 5 years from now? Maybe the Dodgers don't care at that point, but whatever. Had to exit the game due to cramps. What a bad 24 hours for Shohei Ohtani. Yesterday he struck out four times. Today he had to exit the game due to cramps. I didn't know he was human. What a guy. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Botch, I still can't believe we're less than 24 hours away from the trade deadline. Yankees get Slater from the White Sox. The Mets get Helsley from the Cardinals. You're not a fan of the move and what the bullpen looks like? This shortens the game in the postseason.
Well, I was a fan of the Helsley move for the Mets. The Taylor Roger or Trevor Roger move from the Giants is not one for me. Just because you traded a guy, Jose Buto, who was in the bullpen already and wasn't terrible. He was a little bit inconsistent, but when he's on, he's on. So I didn't like that. And then you gave up two top 12 prospects for a guy who's 34 years old and going to be a free agent in a couple months. So it's too much all in for me.
So you're not happy with what this might look like in September?
I am not confident in the starting rotation of the Mets as of now to waste all of these prospects on bullpen. And I know if they do trade for a starter or call up a young guy and move Clay Holmes to the bullpen, it's not going to make anything that much better.
Okay. No problem with the offense. I mean, you can't find problems with the New York Mets offense.
Well, there is.
Yeah.
There is a lot of problems with the offense, actually.
Yeah.
Center field is it's a black hole.
Well, I think at this point, I don't think there is a fix on the market for any of this. I don't. Now, I see you.
They got Stephen Kwan is an option maybe to play center field, but I think he's too much value for the Guardians to get rid of him. So he's not really there. Cedric Mullins maybe, but he's
just to play defense?
Defense mainly, but he's a better bat than what some teams have. Luis Robert from the White Sox is there, but he's batting .211.
So he can come over and lollygag on the New York Mets? Like, for what? Like, and maybe, I don't know, maybe he's disenfranchised playing for the White Sox, but I don't know. We'll see. We're going to find out over the next 24 hours. The trade deadline is actually going to take place. Well, literally the minute that we start this show tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So we'll keep you all up to date tomorrow once the MLB trade deadline comes and it goes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you, I think, I'm not going to say crime pays. Ask Gilbert Arenas, it doesn't. He's currently arrested. Ask Marcus Morris, he's in jail at this point in time. I can't believe there's just so much crime. I'm going to tell you about some other horrible things that happened. And speaking of, Ohtani, one of his teammates, Yamamoto, apparently had a little issue at his house. And then the Miami Heat, they got a lot of stuff that's been stolen. I'm going to tell you what's going on the other side of the break. I'll get to your calls. We'll get into some things that took place this day in sports history. There's a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
No, pray for our future. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, we're less than 24 hours away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Talked about some of the trades that have taken place. And then about an hour ago, a little less than an hour ago, Shohei Ohtani had to leave the Dodgers game against the Cincinnati Reds due to cramping. They left him in the game as a DH. He had pitched three innings, and he started throwing wild pitches all over the place. And then they're like, no, bruh. He said he was cramping up, and they took him out the game, and he stayed in as a hitter. And it's just like, well, damn, Shohei Ohtani, what a What a tough 2 days. He struck out four times yesterday. Now he's cramping up. What a world. Currently, the Dodgers and Reds are still playing baseball. 2-2 in the eighth inning. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about one of his teammates, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who had a little personal issue while he's been on the road. What a way this goes. 888-710-4ISN. Glenn is calling from Niagara Falls. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Glenn, what's up?
Hey, JR, how are you doing, man? I'm actually just dropping some people off.
Damn.
Can I go on hold for a second?
Oh, my goodness.
Hold I'm an on. Uber driver, brother.
Oh, make your money. Hope they tip you good. Damn. Bacha, I was going to go. How the heck does this guy ask me how I'm doing and not even allow me to answer? I'm like, how rude is that, huh?
No, but with those other people in the car, you know, your brain goes to like half focus.
Your brain goes to focus. If they're getting out the car, how much focus is that? You put your foot on the brake, you put it in park, and you the door unlocks, they get out.
No, it's like if they're after physically paying with cash, I don't know if that's a thing anymore.
You don't pay in a Uber with that's the whole purpose of having Uber. There ain't no cash exchange.
I don't know. Maybe a cash tip. I don't know. I don't think that's a thing.
You've never used Uber before? Are you
kidding? I have. I've never thought of using cash with Uber. So I've never thought that's an option.
Man, stop giving this guy a break. Let's listen to unfortunate news. I told you about Ohtani. You thought Ohtani had it bad with cramping. Yoshinobu Yamamoto had somebody who wanted to break into his house. Listen to this. This is courtesy of KTLA in Los Angeles.
And breaking news, another pro athlete targeted by burglars, this time a Dodgers pitcher away from home.
Yeah, KTLA 5 Jennifer McGraw joining us now live near the Hollywood Hills home of Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Jennifer.
Glenn and Lou, because this continues to happen, these players are actively hiring private security, and still that did not deter those thieves from trying to break in. Take a look. This happened around 5:30 this morning. Apparently somebody was home at the time and turned on a light, which spooked these would-be thieves. They jumped over a fence, according to police, and smashed through a window, and once that light came on, took off. Now, this gorgeous multi-million dollar property is listed under Yamamoto's ownership, according to property records. This attempted break-in happening while the Dodgers are wrapping up a three-game series against Cincinnati Reds. Yamamoto pitched 7 innings on Monday. Sadly, we are hearing about burglaries all the time happening here in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? I mean, burglaries have been happening in L.A. forever. Got all these public houses. Not public houses. They got all these star tours where athletes live and celebrities live. It's all public. It's just, who wants to live like a zoo animal? Anybody want to live like this? Not me. Like Yamamoto just got to America. They trying to rob the guy? Come on. Just live in Ohtani's basement. I'm pretty sure Ohtani has a compound. You can't get in. Nothing goes in, nothing goes out. What a world. And then that's not even the only robbery story we got. We got the Miami Heat memorabilia being robbed. I'll get to that in a second. Let's see if Glenn let his passengers out of his Uber. Glenn from Niagara Falls, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. I truly am sorry about that. People that do not speak English and had stuff in the trunk. That's what happened.
Oh, so, well, did they tip you?
I have no idea because I rushed them out. But anyways, all is good. I didn't expect to get picked up that quickly, but I'm glad I did. I'm free. I'm sorry about not being ready when you put me online there, my man. That's never happened before.
That's okay.
Anyways, a couple things. First off, you're right. In America, we are way too specialized. I remember growing up, I pitched many years ago, of course, and I found that whatever teams were playing, the best hitters in the other team were always the pitchers. And there's been a lot of pitchers through the years who could hit, but we just, for whatever reason, we've never let them do both disciplines. I mean, John Olerud, who played for Toronto, he was a late pitcher in college.
Yeah.
He was a great hitter, phenomenal hitter, but they didn't let him pitch. David Cohn was a good hitter, a great pitcher. I mean, it's been Fernando Valenzuela. They used to pinch hit the guy. He was such a good hitter.
Yeah.
It's just, we've in Japan, it's a different story. So I think there could be other Otanis, although he's a freak. But I think over here we're just too specialized.
Yeah, I think now specifically a lot of it is financially driven. As cheap as the owners are, they're like, oh, if I'm going to invest in this guy, he needs to fit in this box. And I dare not need anybody to fit outside the box because it's going to cost me. So I get it from an owner's perspective, but from a fan's perspective, people want to see the best athletes. I want to see the best of the best. I'd love to know if there's another guy out here who can do what Otani does, but I don't think the owners want to invest in it. And it's also risky. Let's be honest. It's a lot of effort, but it's something that needs to take place at a lower level. We don't even get that at lower levels, so it's probably going to be a long time.
Yeah, one other thing that I just want to throw out there quickly is I know people are probably against this, but I watched the Blue Jays play Baltimore in that 40-plus degree, that Celsius heat, I don't know what would be in Fahrenheit, but insane heat.
Yeah,
100%. And the game was not a good game because the pitchers were sweating so much. Chris Bassitt, who was a specialist in terms of, you know, he's got to hit his spots, he was as wild as I've ever seen him. The sweat was dripping off him. George Springer gets hit in the head at 90 with a 96 mile an hour. Like, I'm starting to wonder, when it's that hot, should they play the game? Because you're watching garbage baseball and somebody's going to get hurt.
Man, you talked about George Springer getting beamed in the head. Yeah, man, they're going to play these games. The most that they can do is just adjust the games to the evening time instead of going out there and playing in the day. There's nothing else. They're going to make their money. They're going to open up the doors, man.
Yeah, I agree. I know that, but someone's going to get killed. Like, J.R., he's lucky he turned his head. You know what I mean? And like I said, it made for garbage baseball. Four players got hit. The pitchers were constantly saying they couldn't hold on to the ball. So I don't think that's good for the game. But anyways, I thought I'd throw that out
there. Hey, one game out of 162. How many games are we going to have like that? Not enough for baseball to care, okay?
No. Yeah, I got you. Until someone gets killed.
All right, J.R.,
thanks, man.
Thank you, Glenn, for calling from Niagara Falls. I mean, how long did it take for baseball to put nets up on the on the foul lines between first and third? Like, I remember the first time I went to a game and I was like, what the heck is this? Like, if I'm paying attention at the game, then you don't got to worry about getting beamed. But enough people got beamed, they were just like, nah, we got to put up the nets. Like, I hate the nets. I think they're terrible. Marco, you like those nets on the sidelines on the first base?
I got no problem with the nets.
I don't like the nets. It obstructs my view.
A little bit, yeah. You got better seats than I do, so usually I don't have to worry about the nets. But I do feel like 135 off the bat on a foul ball that's skewed out to the side. Yeah, even if I'm looking at my phone or not, I don't really want to catch that thing. So that's all right. I don't mind the net.
I can look out there. I can turn my head. Reflexes, man. Reflexes.
Yeah, well, as I say, as I get older, the floor gets further and further away. Never mind reflexes off 117 mile-an-hour line drive.
As you get older, you get closer to the floor. What are you talking about?
No. It gets further and further away. Go try to pick something up. See how far it is.
Oh, Marco, I stretch.
Nah, man. Every time I drop something, I'm like, that floor looks really, really far, man.
No, I stretch. It is a goal of mine when I'm in my older age for me to be able to touch the floor. It's a goal.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of goals anymore. Basically, don't fall down.
Yeah, that's goal number one. We've established that's goal number one. My hip remembers that one. That is goal.
I got to tell you, when something hits the ground, there's usually not only a curse word, it's more of a, because I know I got to bend down and go get, oh, man.
I just don't get one of the kids to do it.
Usually, yeah, but sometimes you're not, you know, the kids aren't around.
Yeah, go pick that up, and it's just going to stay on the floor until one of them gets back. It's like, I forgot. I needed something the other day. I said, hey, go get that for me. As simple as that, man.
Come on, we do everything else. They can't pick stuff off the floor.
And they don't pay no damn bills.
I mean, they're basically rolling around the floor constantly anyway.
Yeah, right.
Not about yours. Mine always seem to be rolling around. I'm like, stop. I haven't cleaned that kitchen floor in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, get off the get off the floor, get off the bed. The bed is not a trampoline. My couch isn't a trampoline. Don't put that toy in my couch. Yeah, mm-hmm. man, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. And by saying not clean the floor, I clean the floor. I don't mop the floor every couple, you know.
I had to tell my kid. I forgot where we were. I think we were at the movie theater. Get up off the floor, man. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, they don't grasp the concept of that's nasty.
Yeah, this is not our house. Get off that floor.
Even in the house, I want you off the floor. Never mind over here.
Yeah.
Look how sticky you are. What do you think that is?
What are you doing? Stupid kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not now. Marco, my kid, he messed his shirt up and then had the nerve to come over me and say, I want a new one. Bruh, you did it. You did it. We're outside. You think I'm just going to buy you a new shirt? Get over it. What are you doing?
I'm thrilled that he actually cared. Mine wouldn't care. They use their shirts for napkins. They don't care. They don't even realize.
Like, Daddy, my shirt has a mess. I need a new one. Nah, man, you got to wait till you get home.
Mm-mm. I got the 11-year-old coming down the steps. I'm like, what the hell are you wearing? He's like, what's the problem? I'm like, did you grow 7 inches in your sleep? Those pants are at your calves. Yeah, go put something on that fits.
Yeah, I hate that.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, I hate that. If I knew how to sew, Marco, I'd be out here sewing, okay?
I'm going to start sewing one pants to the other. I got to buy them new ones.
A potato sack, all right? I don't care where it's a school. Hey, kid, they're making fun of me. I don't care. Tell them to send money, okay? Tell them to send money.
See, you're worried about the screen. See, I don't have to worry about that. I got to worry about my kid in a burlap sack.
Yeah, right? Listen, potato sacks are free. I can find them somewhere. They're difficult. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Before I have child services called on me, we're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Right now, what's going on in the world of sports? You just heard him. It's a news flash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's not waste any time. I love Snoop Dogg, too. I do. G-Dub sound. But let's get into a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is July 30th, 2025. Let's go back to July 30th, 1968, because if we go take a look at Washington, Ron Hanson, this man pulled off an unassisted triple play. His team lost. They lost to Cleveland 10-1, but he got the job done. He got three guys out all by himself. Listen to this, courtesy of Masson. Listen to him talk about it.
Well, this was the eighth in the history of baseball and dates back into the 1800s. And the one before mine was 1921, made by Johnny Noon, who was a Baltimore guy. But I was playing shortstop for the Washington Senators, and it was a low line drive up the middle. Caught it on the run going towards second. The runner on second took off, thought it was a base hit, and I crossed the bag, which made him out. The hitter was out, caught the ball in the air. And the runner on first base couldn't get turned around, and by the time he did, he took a couple steps back towards first base. And I always say with my blinding speed, I ran him down, but people that know me know that's not true.
Oh. Amazing. Unassisted triple play? Yeah, we're due for one. July 30th, 1976, let's go to Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Because Bruce Jenner set the world record in the Olympic decathlon. Take a listen.
What could be an anticlimactic race turns into a classic moment in Olympic history. Jenner begins to chase after the lead. Though Litvinenko is out of the running for a medal, he picks up his pace as Jenner closes. And the final few yards become an exhibition of pride and pure competitive spirit.
Yeah, right? Botcha, Bruce Jenner won the gold, right, Bruce?
Yes, at the time. Yes, Bruce.
Yeah. Okay, Bruce. What's today's date? July 30th, 1988. Shout-outs to John Franco. John Franco, New York Mets legend, started his career with the Reds. 1988, he set a record, 13 saves in 1 month. This guy has more than 400 saves. He pitched for like 20 years. He won the award for best reliever a bunch of times, All-Star. He's not a Hall of Fame. John Franco, he was on a Growing Up Italian podcast. He says, I need to be in the Hall of Fame. They got it wrong.
That's a good question. I don't know.
The stats are up against anybody. I'll put your stats up.
Let's do this.
90 wins, 87 losses, 424 saves.
What is that
April
rank?
April 24th saves.
Yeah, 424, right. April 24th. Where does that rank among lefties?
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah. That alone.
Yeah, that alone. So you're the best lefty closer of all time.
In the history of baseball.
In stats.
It's Billy Wagner, who is behind me, has 422, and he'll probably be inducted into the Hall of Fame next year, which rightfully so. He's a very good relief pitcher. I believe he belongs in the Hall of Fame, but I also believe I belong in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Billy Wagner just got into the Hall of Fame. I think John Franco belongs in. Why are we being so stodgy about it? Everybody gets in. Let John Franco in. He's not eligible anymore. He needs one of these stupid committees to put him in. July 30th, 1996, Tommy Lasorda. After playing for the Dodgers and winning two World Series as a manager, he called it a wrap. Tommy Lasorda said, no mas. One of the funniest, angriest, best guys that represented baseball retired from being manager. This is Lasorda retiring from the Dodgers.
I felt that even though the doctors had given me a clean bill of health, that for me to get into uniform again, as excitable as I am, I could not go down there and not be the way I've always been. Some people might think that, hey, they asked me to do this. No way. Peter said to me, you're the manager. You want to put that uniform on Tuesday? You are the manager of this team.
Man, he was such... It's crazy to think he's gone. He's been gone for a few years now, 4 years to be exact. He was such a great ambassador for the game. Like, that's the type of person... Forget the players. That's the type of personality we don't even have in the dugout. Like, who's the most engaging manager? People don't even know the managers anymore. Come on. R.I.P. to Tommy Lasorda. Retired this day in 1996. July 30th, 2013. Oh, yeah, it was the Olympics. Katie Ledecky. She got her second gold medal at the World Swimming Championships in Barcelona, Spain. She was 16 years old at the time. Listen to this report from IBT.
American teenager Katie Ledecky smashed the world record in the women's 1500 meters freestyle final by more than 6 seconds during a glittering session for the United States at the World Championships in Barcelona on Tuesday. The 16-year-old from Bethesda, who also won the 400 freestyle gold medal on Sunday, powered away from defending champion Lotte Friis of Denmark in the final stages to break the previous best of 15 minutes 42 seconds 5-4 set by compatriot Kate Ziegler in 2007. It was the second world record of the championships in the specially constructed pool after Ruta Milutiet's mark in qualifying for the 100 meters breaststroke on Monday.
And she's a fish. She's a fish. 14 Olympic gold medal. Well, excuse me. 14 Olympic medals, 9 of them gold. She's a fish. She's a fish. Anyway, yeah, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. Louie is calling from Kentucky. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Louie?
Thank you. First time caller for you, JR.
Well, thank you for being here. What's on your mind?
The Hall of Fame game that's coming up tomorrow night. The quarterback, Justin Herbert, last year threw a bunch of interceptions last year. And I thought his rotator cuff was hurt, and I was waiting for the post-game comments by the coach. And Coach Harbaugh said something to the effect that his shoulder was – something was wrong, or he was going to have to address Justin Herbert about it. Did you know anything about that?
You're asking me about a preseason game from last year? No, I don't recall. No.
Oh, you don't?
No,
yeah,
I
don't. he threw four interceptions, and I'm pretty sure, and my friends concurred with me.
Uh-oh. Okay. Louie, your phone is popping out, Louie. You still here?
Right, I don't want to.
Okay, thank you, Louie. Sorry about that. Damn, that Boccia, that was disappointing. He's like, hey, it's the first time calling. He's asking me about a preseason game from a year ago.
I think he thinks that Justin Herbert is playing tomorrow.
Why would he play? Why would he be playing tomorrow?
Okay, because I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know that Trey Lance is starting. But I think he said that in the playoff game where he threw four picks.
Oh, he's talking about the playoffs.
Yeah, where he threw four interceptions. His shoulder hurt.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I thought he was telling me about Lash. Did he not say Hall of Fame? Am I bugging? Am I on crack?
He said the Hall of Fame game is tomorrow, but that quarterback, Justin Herbert, who had the shoulder issue.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'm the idiot. Okay,
no,
sorry about
that. No, it was very poorly worded.
Convoluted. I'm like, I know this man is not asking me about a preseason game from Lash. I'm like, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, Justin Herbert, he sucked in the postseason. He sure as hell did. He'll be fine. Now, Trey Lance, man, he's running out of chances. He better look like the second coming. Otherwise, that guy's going to be in the CFL. We already got teams that are laying claim to him. Hey, thank you to Ryan Dunleavy for joining us, who covers the NFL for the New York Post. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Tomorrow, we'll be live on the air when the Major League Baseball trade deadline comes and goes. And then, as Luis just mentioned, the Hall of Fame game is tomorrow. Hey, we got the Chargers and the Lions. Who cares? It's the JR Sport Brief Show. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Hey, don't leave. Don't go anywhere here on the Infinity Sports Network. I might be done. But Sean Levine, he is coming next in for Bart Winkler. It's the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.